the streets, the hustlers and drug dealers. If you question who we be, just tell them that God with us.
We gon' take it up. I like red letters over trap beats, the fix is in.
Music blasting for the black sheep, yeah, serious. They like how you build and still breaking all their barriers.
Tell them, turn me up. DJ Focus Dice Gamble, this one for the hustlers.
This one for the CEOs that used to be the customers. Knew it was gonna be big when winning season seemed impossible. Woo! Coming live on your radio.
What they want?
That real and raw.
How they get it?
DJ Focus.
What we doing?
Making music, reaching the corner. And it's all for the kingdom.
And we gon' make sure they know it.
Woo! Coming live on your radio.
What they want?
That real and raw.
How they get it?
DJ Focus.
What we doing?
Making music, reaching the corner. And it's all for the kingdom.
And we gon' make sure they know it.
We gon' take it there. I like red letters over trap beats, the fix is in. DJ Focus, tell him turn you up. DJ Focus, tell him turn you up.
Yes, sir. You tune back into The Fix, your source for faith infused hip hop, R&B, and poetry. It's your boy DJ Focus checking in.
Happy Tuesday. It's your girl Dice Gamble in the building. Yeah, thanks for waking up with us on this Tiptoe Tuesday. Early. Yeah,
early into mountain.
Especially for the West Coasters.
Yeah, bless y'all life. 3 a.m. over in the West Coast, man.
Let's
y'all
get
getting
it.
Up with
Let's
us, man. Listen, y'all faithful. Shout out to all our faithful listeners up at 3 a.m. in the morning. Did you even go to sleep? Did you get some rest?
No. I'm up at 3 anyway, so it's normal to me. So shout out to all the normal people in life who are up at the 3 of the A of the M.
It is not normal to be
very
up at
normal.
3 a.m.
Yeah,
I am not letting Dice. It's not Dice.
Normal.
3 a.m. in the mountain?
So normal. It's the new normal. It used to
it's
be
the
8.
New normal.
Now it's 3, yeah. Get more done. Get less sleep. That's my slogan. I'm gonna put on a t-shirt.
All right. Get more sleep.
Do you want to get more done? Get less sleep.
Be up at 3 a.m. Yeah. I remember there was a day, we was just leaving the club at 3 a.m., 2:30, 3 a.m.,
right.
You know.
Sun coming up. What you know about that type of party?
Oh, yeah. Hmm? Yeah, we didn't do
sun on the way.
Yeah. We didn't do the plan. Yeah.
On the way.
In another life, y'all. In another life. You won't catch me out in these streets like that no more. I'm going home. Shouts out to everybody to go home. No, ain't nothing happening after 1 o'clock in the mountain. That's good. So just always know, go home. Listen. Try to stay safe a little bit. Please go home, because I promise you, you're going to get yourself caught up in something, and you're going to be like, what did I do? What did I do? So shouts out to everybody who, just want to have a little good time, but go home. Listen, once again, you tuned into The Fix. Thank you all for waking up with us another blessed day. Listen, we got a fun-packed show, but we're going to go to a break. We'll be right back with more. Keep it locked. You tuned into The Fix.
And The Fix is in.
Shouts out to Scooty Wop. That's Scooty that freshie Wop. Right there. Also played shouts out to Corinne Hawthorne. She's getting ready to drop this new project real soon. It's actually probably about a week out. I believe, yeah, next Friday actually it drops. On God by Corinne Hawthorne. We played actually, the name of the track we played though was Cut 'Em Off. Thank y'all for waking up with us another blessed day. And we got a fun fact show for him again today, Dice. When I tell you, we get one of our brothers on. Shouts out to H-Town. Everything H-Town.
H-Town. Uh-oh.
Yeah, so I ain't never been a day in my life. I've never been in Houston. Nowhere basically in Texas or, you know, Dallas. None of those. None of them.
Okay.
Never been there. But I have always loved their music and their sound. Let's be very clear. That H-Town music, when I came up in the 90s in hip-hop, outside of my East Coast heads and some of my Tupacs and, you know, of course, the NWAs and Two Shorts. And I had a love for Houston music, and it just was a sound down there. UGK and Scarface and the Ghetto Boys, and you can go down the list. So, it didn't matter. Once we changed our life around, Dice, I was so grateful that some of the people down there in H-Town started loving the Lord like we love the Lord, because it's a sound that comes from there. It's hard to describe, y'all. Y'all just have to go and listen to
Houston?
The music, and you'll know what I'm talking about. But
for
Houston,
all,
it's something about that sound.
I'll be real with you. If you're not married, don't you ever listen to H-Town, okay? Because somebody rocking, knocking your boots and all this Lick You Up and Natural Woman and no, don't do it. Don't do it. Like
I was just talking about the city.
What?
I wasn't talking about the group dice. I was just talking about Houston. You funny.
It's too much. Every song it is too much. It's to make babies. So that, yeah. Shout out to H-Town, you know. But you know, no, Houston is beautiful. Austin, Galveston, like I have family in Houston, but I love being in Houston. The weather's great. It does get hot in the Houston, but yeah, for me who loves to travel to Mexico, it's a perfect setup. I mean, you can walk to Mexico. Mm. So, no, it's great. It's beautiful. And it's mixed. The culture is very, very mixed. It's diverse, should I say? So yeah, mm-hmm. Houston's good. And then of course the H-Town is fire. Like almost every mm-hmm. song they made. I think they were slept on for real. But
You think they were slept on? No, yeah. I think they
Nope. Everybody know Jodeci. Everybody from every nationality, race, age, you can find a Jodeci song they know. They don't know all the H-Town songs, and H-Town has
So here's the thing. I agree with I think what happened was they were underground. So you had H-Town was kind of what somewhat underground. And then another group, R&B group, I know you know, Shy. Was kind of like underground too as well.
Yep.
So
yep.
That's fair.
They're underground.
Yeah. Yep. Jodeci and Boyz II Men. Usually Boyz II Men is after Jodeci get all the love. But listen, our brother from Houston is joining us. Corey Paul will in the building with us today.
Let's go.
Chopping it up. He got new music. he working on, and he got a lot to talk about. So I'm glad he comes on. Listen, he's family around here. He can come on anytime he wants. Shouts out to you,
Corey.
You
know,
you can come on anytime you want, brother. Anytime you got something new coming up.
He's dope. So y'all better tune in. Keep it locked. Tiptoe Tuesday is about to be off the chain. Thank you for waking up with us, and it will be worth it. Mm-hmm. Well worth your while.
Yes, it will. And we got a real talk topic for them today, too, as well. Shouts out to all the podcasters. We love y'all. But we're going to talk about this podcasting versus radio. We're going to talk about
it. Don't DM me. DM Focus. He brought it up. But I just don't want you to DM me because I want to respect you. So I'm like, this is one. I got a little strong stance on this one. Especially those of us who really work hard in radio. I would probably say your radio hosts and your DJs, people have no clue how hard you work. They think you just sit behind a microphone and talk. It's like, it takes a lot of work. It's a lot of work. So where I sit today, you probably already know, but y'all just keep it locked. And I think we'll highlight some things that people probably don't think about when it comes to radio versus podcasting.
Absolutely. And journalism and everything else that goes into everything broadcasting. So yeah, we talking broadcasting today. Y'all lock it up for this great conversation. Of course, you know, our brother Justin Adams will be joining us with the Faith and Sports Report. You know, Dice got that quick fix for you, and much more. So let's get to this break. We coming right back with more right now. Though, come on, turn your radios all the way up. Get that snow big deal in your spirit with this sleeping. You tune into The Fix,
and The Fix is in.
I'm Dice Gamble from The Fix, and this is your News in 90. Are you ready to fast forward into the future? Well, Neuralink, a company founded by Elon Musk in 2016, is developing a brain-computer interface called The Link. A surgically embedded neural chip implant is designed to decode and stimulate brain activity. Neuralink has a medical focus to start helping people with spinal cord injuries or have lost the ability to move or sense things because of a spinal injury. The goal is to improve many conditions like paraplegia or tetraplegia. For more information, go to Neuralink.com today. And on the rise in travel is Accessible Go. Accessible Go is your one-stop shop for all of your disability travel needs. From hotels, cars, equipment, flights, and rides, you can book on AccessibleGo.com today to find your roll-in shower, a fridge that holds particular medication, or hotels with specific accessibility needs. If you're planning to travel and you want to make sure a site is accessible for your needs, go to AccessibleGo.com today. Want to find a really cool way to release endorphins? Well, dancing helps you to reduce stress, anxiety, and gives you a better sense of well-being. Not only does it reduce stress, but dancing promotes a positive mood. So the combination of music and mood triggers a dopamine, a neurotransmitter associated with the pleasure reward. As you start to dance, you can experience a better sense of happiness, joy, and even euphoria. Get to dancing today. I'm Dice Gamble, and this has been your News in 90.
Yep, that's a new Trip Lee featuring Kirk Franklin. That's a certified banger, man. That's just a groovy little, you know, listen, Trip Lee give you them bars and then Kirk Franklin just come and give that wisdom. And you got the little singing in the background. So that's just an all around I don't even know what you call that. I don't know what, you know, it got everything. Got the gospel feel to it. It got the bars to it. Just call it good music. But get that in y'all's spirit. And thank y'all for waking up with us another blessed day, Tuesday. Listen, if you're getting up and you're just not getting up, listen, please have you some great conversation with your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Ooh. Let's take our prayer life to a new level this year. Let's make sure we're praying, we're meditating, we're really sitting still for a while and really trying to hear from God so we can go to that next level. Mm. We need to stop being hypocrites of the word and be doers of the word. I just want to put that in somebody's spirit who are, you know, just sitting back and just thinking they ain't got to participate. This is a daily commitment. You are an ambassador for Christ, so this is a daily commitment. You know what I'm saying? So you chose to do this, so let's...
You chose to do this.
Dice, they did. I mean, I'm just saying. You know, every now and then, people think they can just turn it off and turn it on. Nah, I can go on over here to, you know, strip club tonight, and I can go to church two days later, and he forgive me. He will, but you got at some point, you got to stop.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. Yeah. Don't
what we got today, Dice? National Day. What is it, Dice?
Well, I was going to say, don't tempt anybody to go do anything off either. Y'all need to stop doing that. Come on, let's do it. You know, we together, we hanging out. No, it's not up. Well, listen, what is up is it's National Croissant Day. Yeah, Lord National heaven. Croissant Day. Those delicious crescent-shaped pastries goodness. That just melt in your mouth God. And they folded in to butter and God. Layers of just dough that's delicious. And you can eat 10 of them in a row. They go back as far as the 13th century. And the amazing part is that there was a warrior guy, an Australian military officer. Shout out to everything in Australia. You know, they dropped people off in Australia and thought they was going to die, and they didn't. Shout out to all things Australian. But yeah, officer named August Zhang, 1839, he opened up a Viennese bakery in Paris and introduced this baking technique of the croissant to people. So yeah, take a picture, make your own, go get some from the store. All of them, the ones dipped in chocolate, the ones that hold the crab salad, any of them. With the just regular icing, they are fantastic. Even just the plain ones. I mean, you can just eat these. But today's your day, so hashtag when you take a picture and post National Croissant Day. What's your favorite way to eat a croissant?
Oh, goodness. Me and my wife got this, Lord help me, Dice. I'm trying to lose weight, and you over here going to get me. And you just talked about tempting people.
Don't talk about lose weight. Don't even do it. Ooh. Don't play. My husband came in the house like this.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, it's horrible. But go ahead.
These croissants, me and my wife get. They got some glaze. No. We got this shop we go to, and we only go to this one place. And when we go, it's hard for us not to buy a dozen of them things because they just melt in your mouth. Like, to your point, they perfectly flaky enough, moist enough. It just melt in your mouth, and by the time you look up, you done ate four. You ain't even breathed yet. You know, and they ain't no good for it. Got to be tons.
I have no idea. Because they're small. They're about 200 calories, which is not bad. Because you think about it, you mess around, eat a cheeseburger, that's 1,500 calories. But I'm serious, like 200 calories is not a lot. If you have a 2,000 plus calorie
this one.
Day diet, I mean, you sitting there eating two croissants is not going to kill you. Okay. I'm for a croissant. I'll be real with you. They're delicious.
I'm with you, Dice, but the ones we eat, they more than 200 calories. Ain't no way in the world. This thing too good. You know when something too good, it's glazed. It got that like glaze, like a glazed donut on it. It's moist. This probably is bad for us. I'm just being honest. But listen, the Lord knows. I'm trying not to tiptoe down there and, you know, after we get off and get in there. But Lord help me. Give me strength because. And don't let me give me a cup of coffee with it. My goodness. It's
That's
over.
Why I said Panera Bread. God. There are some things I just won't eat. But I don't think I've ever left a Panera Bread without a chocolate croissant where they dip half of it in chocolate. I just don't think I ever left the drive-thru or I ever left the restaurant without one. I don't think you should, actually. And then here's the crazy part, because you can just get it and just send a little bag, and you just can't wait to eat it, you know, with something. I think they're special. I don't know. They make me feel rich. So, and wow. They do. because they're like because they're delicate, you know. So it's kind of like it's like this fun mm-hmm. thing to eat. It's not something you're gonna eat every, if you eat croissants every day. Shout out to y'all. I don't have it like that. But yeah, every now and then, good croissants are just, man, they hit the spot. Like you said, like three of them. I think three of them is like a good amount. I know that's terrible. Well, but I'm not a health expert over here. I'm just saying, for me.
Wrong. You more of a health guru than us. Yeah. Well, yeah. Every time I look up, you got all they're the veggies. Like, yeah. Listen. Croissants is normal. Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Shouts out to everybody going to get croissants. Yep. Listen, eat your croissants responsibly because you can get carried away now.
Yep.
Listen, coming up, we got our spiritual detox featuring a super talented rapper, producer. Listen, he do a little bit of everything. Our brother Corey Paul will be on with us in the next hour, so don't touch that dial. We also got our brother Justin Adams coming with that Faith and Sports report. Listen, going to a quick break. We'll be right back with more. You tuned in to The Fix.
And The Fix is in.
I'm Justin Adams, and this is your The Fix Faith and Sports Report. One of the best things coaches can do is instill confidence in a player. Former Dallas Cowboys head coach and Pro Football Hall of Famer Tom Landry once said, "Leadership is a matter of having people look at you and gain confidence. If you're in control, they're in control." This reminds me of the four best words that any coach could say to a player to give them confidence, saying, "I believe in you." Again, "I believe in you." Somehow those words can calm a nervous soul, remove the boulder of fear in their heart, and help them play the game with more confidence. In the same way the Bible equips us with words we can share with other believers to motivate them to keep walking firm in the faith. Hebrews 10:23-25 says, "Let us hold tightly without wavering to the hope we affirm, for God can be trusted to keep his promise. Let us think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and good works. And let us not neglect our meeting together, as some people do, but encourage one another, especially now that the day of his return is drawing near." Again, that's Hebrews 10, verses 23-25. If someone looked to you for encouragement today, what would you tell them? Your words could either break them down or, as scripture says, motivate them to acts of love and good works. Choose wisely today. I'm Justin Adams, and this is your The Fix Faith and Sports Report. Now back to DJ Focus and Dice Gamble as The Fix.
Welcome back. DJ Focus, Dice Gamble. You tap back into The Fix, your source of faith-infused hip-hop, R&B, and poetry. It's time for our spiritual detox. And Dice, we got family on with us, don't we, Dice?
Ooh. Yeah, I don't know if they're ready for this one. I'll be honest with you. We talk about legends in the game all the time and people who started doing what they do and set the foundation. And we definitely have somebody on who is just a fantastic artist, producer, writer, mogul. I mean, everything. Brother in Christ, you know, mentor, someone that a lot of people look up to. And for me personally, it's a huge honor to have him on the show, Focus.
Mm-hmm. Listen, the one and only. Listen, I'm gonna call him Mr. Double Cup, yes. Corey Paul. What up? Mr. Double Cup. Where that double cup double at? Cup.
Family,
come on now.
I'm missing my double cup. I'm on the kale juice right now,
bro. But let's go with the juice. I love it.
Yeah, I gotta get the double cup though, man. That's love. I appreciate that. That intro is just everything.
Come on, man. You be representing. We was joking off air, man. Just talking about, man. I was expecting y'all gave me. So let's talk about it. Yeah. Let's talk off this track that you and Murray got out. So
let's do it.
Y'all gave it that little slow and steady, just a little snippet of it, and y'all gave it that southern twang that we accustomed to. So just talk about the inspiration in even making that song. It's called I Did It.
Yes, sir. Yeah. I did it. Oh man, yeah, and that's one of the ones too, because so me and the triple OG Dre Murray, Dre Murray was one of the first Christian rappers I discovered when I came into the game years ago. He had, y'all remember, My Lane? This is My Lane. Yeah. Yes, he had, So I met Dre at South by Southwest. I had my mixtape in my pocket. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to give my mixtape to Dre Murray. And man, long story short, turns out we from the same hood. We grew up in the same hood. Dre's a little older than me. He was in high school by the time I got to middle school. We went to the same schools. We went to the same schools from the same hood. Yeah. So we got to talking and we both grew up like less than 10 minutes from DJ Screw House, the screw shop.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? We both grew up there, so we got the memories of seeing the cars wrapped around the building and, you know, my older cousins and stuff being there. So we were reminiscing on that screw culture. And so, you know, when you hear it now, you feel me? You know, even cats like Drake have made it and Travis Scott have made it, you know, even more global. But that's from Houston, from, you know, DJ Screw. So with the track, our producer Box made the track and he made it for us, you know what I'm saying? And sent it to us. And Dre did the hook. So Dre came up with the hook. And if you listen to the song, the hook is saying, I did it with no Pyrex. I did it with no yellow pills. You know what I'm saying? Representing, you know, Percocets. You know what I'm saying? And so it's saying how I did it with all the negative parts of the culture, you know, and I use the positive parts of the culture. That boy still trill. You know what I mean? So it embodies all of the things that we love about our city and about the culture. And it's just super Houston. The way we rapping on it, the beat, the tempo of it and everything.
We loved it. We reviewed it and lost our mind on it. I mean, you know, it's something about that chopped and screwed. I mean, it was unexpected, you know, but it was like, okay, this is perfect. So, and I love the topic of, you know, you guys just talking about, you know, I did it. You did it a certain way, you know, you didn't do everything like the other way, but I love it. I love it. Yeah, congratulations to you guys on that. It's fire.
Thank you. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Y'all, next time y'all talk to Dre, you know what I'm saying? Tell him that y'all need the whole project. You know what I'm saying? We want to do a whole project that got that same sound, you know, that Houston sound with it. And I feel like it'll be crazy.
So now you speaking something up now. So because listen, yeah, you know, I text Dre, but see now I my mind is rapping now. So this might be like a couple of collaborative projects, because I'm thinking like definitely had Dre on it, but I feel like Rex should be on it too as well. So yeah. I feel like y'all put all three of y'all on something and see what God to do. Like that thing gonna just be off the hook. So just we gonna prophesy that thing. You know what I'm saying? We gonna put some calls out too.
You can do it. Put the pressure. Be like, yeah, Corset, y'all gonna do it. Well, let's do it. You know what I'm saying?
Rumor reports.
Start speaking. Right. Just dropping stuff in the street. You know what
right. I'm here for it. I am here for it, man. Oh my goodness. So let's talk about where we are with hip hop and specifically our genre and what we do. Like, how was it when you started, in your opinion, versus now?
Yeah, man. So, I didn't know this at the time, and this is just, I'm going to give you my raw opinion. Some other artists may say something different. But, so when I was introduced into Christian hip hop, the basic concept around it was, you are a Christian, you start doing ministry. Mm-hmm. And you start doing the ministry, you know, whether that's homeless shelter, whether that's just in the church, whether that's juvenile detention, like you have to actually do something. And then you're rapping as a part of that. So like when I came up, if I just wanted to rap, the people who, you know, that were my OGs, the Trey Nines and Thizzles and Von Ones and, you know, Derek Miners and all of that, it would be like, well, what else are you doing in essence? You know what I'm saying? I ain't saying they gonna just ask me like that, but
right.
If you in the room with them, they really, that's what they doing in their cities. You know what I'm saying? You know, Thizzle, Urban Missionary, you know what I mean? Like they were doing it. So it was like, oh, that's what you do. Like the music and the ministry kind of goes hand in hand for whatever that look like for you. And so, and you know, and off of that, I had a chance to holler at the homie John Wells from Cross Movement a while ago, like, you know, back in the gap. And he was saying, even when they was coming up, the reason why they rhymes was so full of scripture is because it was still at early age of Christian hip hop. So they, for lack of better words, was trying to prove to the church, like, we ain't just no random little rappers. We in our Bible. So it was like intentional. You know what I mean? Now, I think it's generally expected to, I mean, it's generally accepted where you could just rap. You know, like, you don't have to, it is, you don't, it don't necessarily have to be this like specific message or ministry or anything like that. Like, you can be, you know, the artist Lil C, and at your church on your own, you may be doing your thing, but that has nothing to do with your artist life. When you do your music artistically as a Christian rapper, it may just be like feel good music. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. The same way that like, I might work for T-Mobile as my job, installing stuff, you know what I mean? But at my church, I'm doing ministry, you know? Like, I think that's kind of sometimes the vibe, that's which is different from how I came in, you know what I'm saying?
What's your thoughts on that, though? Do you think that's helped or hurt the genre in any facet?
Yeah, so I cannot say that it is... like, if an artist is doing it, I can't say you wrong, right? Like, I don't have personally like a biblical foundation to point that that's wrong, that's not allowed, right? Mm-hmm. So I may have my preference, but I can't condemn an artist for doing it if they feel like they got their way and they got their plan. Like, it's more so of a conversation starter, right? Mm-hmm. But I will say, in my personal opinion, that it doesn't help the genre of Christian music, because the thing, in my opinion, when it comes to anything that is some type of niche or a subset, is it is the intentionality that really turn you up. You know what I'm saying? So it's like if me and Focus are part of a man's ministry, right? The men's ministry, in my opinion, is going to be the most lit when we really talking about biblical manly principles. Mm-hmm. We can't be like, well, you know, this don't really just got to be about being a man. You know, it's just, let's just talk about being a human. Well, that's cool, but this is not going to help me specifically as a father and a husband if we're not being direct. So I feel like that's the thing, is like, well, why would I listen to you? Why would I listen to a clean version of Future? I'm just going to listen to Future. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's where, you know, it's like, nah, like if this is Christian, it need to be Christian. Like, it need to be Jesus. It need to be set apart. And even from a I don't want to say business mindset, but just in a way, in a media mindset, media that spreads, it even does better for that, because it's like, oh yeah, this is for that, versus it's like, it's kind of middle of the road.
That's good. Yeah. I'm glad you said that. I would prefer all in the genre to have to be tortured in the ways that I was. When you were, it was like, how many scriptures do you know? Who you under? Where you go to church? Where your reference is? What you got on? Take the hat off. Put a skirt on. Like, it would. I wish they had to go through it all. I think it builds character, but I appreciate you sharing that. I do love the freedom, but you're right. Like, if you're putting Christian in front of anything, then there's some principles that need to follow. It's not just... it's just clean. It's like, no.
Right. Yeah. Because, you know, especially because music is up for interpretation. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you know, if you leave too much gray area, then, you know, what are you doing? Right? Like, it's too open, right? So I think that when you are specific about what you're doing, because if you think about the time that I came in the game, like, you know, like the 2010 era when I came in the game, I didn't know it then. I'm not sure if any of us knew it, but this was doing the peak and climbing part time of Christian hip hop, right? Like, this was like a red hot period that we didn't fully understand that we were in. But when you go to the core of it, there was an intentionality, right, behind being sold out and being unashamed and being, you know, all of these things. And I think as it started to like kind of want to expand and be more like hip hop, step out of the subgenre and be more just general hip hop, then it, you know, it just kind of wanes a bit. And then, you know, currently I feel like we're kind of as a whole trying to hopefully get back to where it can be more of the wide, not notoriety as in numbers, but notoriety as in, hey, if you need something for you, it's not hard to find type.
That's good. Listen, we got to go to a quick break. Don't touch that dial. Corey Paul on here preaching today. We'll be right back with more. Keep it locked. You tune into The Fix.
And The Fix is in.
Welcome back. Welcome back. DJ Focus, Dice Gamble. You tap back into The Fix. We still got Corey Paul on. So come on, Corey, man. You've been preaching, man. Let's go a little deeper into this conversation, because you broke some stuff down that was very much needed, that I know the audience needed to hear. Far as for ministry driven, when you talk about Christian hip hop artists, or if you want to be of the faith and represent in this lane. So let's go on the opposite side. And I think you can share a unique perspective, because you down in H-Town. So I'm going to say some names that I know you know. And let's talk about how they have done faith centered, faith infused music. They wouldn't particularly be Christian hip hop artists. I can say a Bun B. I can say an ESG. I can say a Lil Flip. All them, those are artists you are familiar with. Shouts out to Flip. Flip just not too long ago made a song called God Got Us All. So what's your take on, because you there, you in the ground, you in the streets right there with them. You probably could pull up on them. What's your thoughts on mainstream artists making faith-based songs? And where is the process? Do you think they should be held to a standard of some type of discipleship if they choose to do it that way?
Yeah, that's good. That's a whole, you know, round table, you know, conversation that goes deep. And I'm familiar with it. The artists, the songs, everything, you know what I'm saying? And the way that I see it, I feel like I feel like when those artists make those songs about God, about Christianity, about whatever, I think that's what's up. I'm like, man, that's good, right? Because to me, I feel like they're artists, but they're also people. And I got people in my family. I got, you know, my cousins or my brother, whatever, where they will tell you they believe in God. They will tell you, you know, this, they pray, they do all of the things, but then they also gonna get out there and live that other life. You know what I'm saying?
Double cup.
They still gonna double cup. They still gonna, you know what I'm saying, hit the spot on the weekend. They still gonna do their thing. You feel me? You know?
And they ain't going for chicken wings either, Dice. They ain't going to the spot. The spot he talking about, they ain't going for chicken wings either, Dice. Don't be talking about no chicken wings. When they walk in, that ain't what's shaking.
I gotta take it for my brothers. You know, I'm like, I know y'all in there for the chicken wings. Listen, yeah. I know. That's the only reason, bro. I'm just trying to help them out, bro.
They might get them in addition, but that's not why they're going. That's not where they're going. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? And, right, so I don't think, according to the Bible, the process is done one way, right? I think ultimately, according to the Bible, you got to profess Jesus Christ and believe is him and your Lord and Savior. And you know what I'm saying? But we know it's levels to that, right? Like, it's levels to, technically I'm a Christian and I got in, right? And I'm a Christian and I have been pursuing the Lord God with all my heart and turning from sin and da-da-da, right? Like that, you know, so I think that with those artists, what we see is that from them. You know what I'm saying? We see, hey, bro, this is how I make my money. This is my hustle. So this is what they want from me. They want dope music. They want this. They want guns. They want drugs. They want that music. They're going to tell you, it's just like when Denzel played in Training Day. They're going to hit you with that line, you know? But this is also who I am. So I think it's a good thing when they do put that out, right? But that does not cover or change or take away from the things that would be perceived to be negative that you're doing as well. It don't override it. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't make it okay. If anything, it lessens that message. You know what I'm saying? When I see your twerk song come up next to your God song, right? Like, it doesn't jive together. You feel me? in the to that the last part though, the discipleship that comes with that, I do think though that that is an opportunity for conversation. You know what I'm saying? Because we never know what's really going on inside of the heart, and so sometimes I feel like maybe these songs are opportunities for people that are close to him and have a line to him to start those conversations, you know, to help. Last thing about it, man, we shouldn't be listening to them no how. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I was talking off camera, but my little brother got saved, I'm not gonna tell my little brother to go look at Lil Flip for discipleship. You know what I'm saying? And I'm from Houston, and I had Lil Flip posters all over my wall, and I got all kind of love and respect for Flip. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Now you want to talk about other stuff, maybe,
right?
But not discipleship, right? So like, I think that's the other thing too. We need to put them in the places that they're in, right? That's not what they for. So we shouldn't be looking at them for that anyway.
I agree. Yeah. Listen, focus is like, I know she gonna say something. I mean, I've been saying it, but I'm glad you are saying it. To me, that's been my heart concerning this particular genre, is the lack of discipleship. But as the church, and I always, when I'm ranting, I always say we are the church. We kind of have failed in that area because we did kind of push back on the idea of it at all in the beginning. Like, you know, like that's what I'm saying. Like, we had to fight to get here, you know? And so they're kind of on the back end of the fight where they are just now being received, you know? And my prayer is that as they are received in different locations and churches and, you know, in communities and things like that, that they are getting discipled, you know, that other people are like, man, God really gave you a gift, you know? You know, why don't you come on Sunday or Wednesday? You know what I mean? So, I'll be real, and they're going hard though, because some of them are all the way up. Some of them are all the way up, you know, and got people protesting at their concerts. Like, that's how all the way up they are for Jesus. So, but the discipleship piece is there. What about this Lil Nas X thing? Because I know you got a small opinion on it.
What part of it? Like,
I love how you set him up talking about a little part in it. He said, wait a minute. How much time we got? How much time we got?
Definitely aware of the situation.
Is this podcast ready? Is this radio ready? Because how much we gonna have to edit out?
Man. Yeah.
We talked about it, so we definitely want to hear your thoughts. You know, it's been about a week now. You know, we all know. You know, he's put the song out. Have you had a chance to at least sit and listen to the song?
I have not.
I have not
listened to the song.
It's beautiful.
No. Yeah.
I can at least say that much, you know. However. Yeah.
So, I like I say, this could be a podcast, and y'all know I can talk, you know what I'm saying, from having me on here. So,
Give us a short version.
I feel like Lil Nas X is... He's giving it to his fans as he's getting it. Like, I feel like he's living life, he's experiencing, he's having thoughts. Mm-hmm. He goes into the studio and he's like, this is how I feel today. And he makes something and puts it out into the world. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so I feel like that's like we're experiencing his process and his day, like his days. You know what I mean? So you know how when you were younger and you get mad and you do something, right? And then after you do it, you're like, I did that out of anger. You know what I'm saying, right?
Fast forward
as you get a little older, ideally, you get upset the same way, but then you can pause and you think through and you know what I'm saying? And I feel like with Lil Nas X, he's giving it to you as he goes. So when it comes to the overall conversation and, you know, I feel like ultimately he's making his own version of like God and faith. I don't think that he, based off the information that I know about him and the stuff that he posts and what he says, he's kind of coming up with his own version. I know y'all ain't trying to go, you know, turning this into another hour, but you know, they got churches with gay pastors. You know what I'm saying? Who would tell you they read from the ESV Bible. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not making it about this or that. I'm saying these are groups of people that are taking Christianity and they're making it their own. So then when they put it out and you're holding it against what it really looks like with an honest translation of it, mm-hmm. it's not the same, right? So it's gonna always be that friction, you know. So that's my, you know what I'm saying, that's my take on it. I don't think that he's, if you know your Bible, you're like, oh, what you doing ain't this, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're doing your own, you're making up something new, you know. Mm-hmm. So yeah,
very valid point.
Yeah, we're gonna pray. We're praying for the brother. We're praying for the brother.
Definitely.
Yeah, praying for
him. Definitely.
Yeah. But I like how you said we're getting it in real time. And I do believe that's exactly what it is. You know, mm-hmm. so, and it does look messy, you know, mm-hmm. when God starts mm-hmm. tugging at your heartstrings, it's scary to watch mm-hmm. anybody go through their process. And so, right. we did talk about it, like Focus was saying, and we did pray for him. You know what I mean? Because I said, what a testimony if this is real, you know, like what a testimony that will become, you know.
Right.
And so that's why I said my heart is that it is real, and it's not just I'm looking for attention or I had a bad mm-hmm. day or, you know, mm-hmm. I'm looking for God. It's like, no, this is, you know, that was our prayer. It was like, I hope it's real.
Right.
And then
you get
that discipleship.
Right. Immediately. Yeah. Immediately.
Yeah.
No, that's good. That's good. And I think
we
had questions about that. Oh, no, you good.
No. Listen, we got to get you back, man, because every time we get you on here, man, we could talk for hours and hours.
I love it. Every time, I love it, man.
Yeah.
When I come on here with y'all, I don't even be thinking about promotion or nothing. I'm just like, all right, what are we talking about? Let's go.
We love it. Thanks.
Talk about this, your track, your latest track. I think about it before you get out of here.
I think about it. It's going to come out and be streaming everywhere. It's a reflective track to kind of bring 2023 to a close. Mm. And in the track, I'm reflecting on everything that I've been through and thinking about in present day, dang, I possibly couldn't have been where I am today. It could have went wrong, but it didn't. And it's reminding me present day that when I feel like things are going wrong, right, that I believe in a God that has plans to prosper me and not harm me, to give me a hope in my future. You know what I'm saying? And so that's really the heart of the song, is to remember where you came so you can realize, like, all right, that's how we're going to get to the next part.
That's fire. Come on, Corey, man. Tell the people how they can connect with you, follow you on all your social media platforms, and please introduce your latest single.
Yeah, man, I appreciate y'all for having me. I am Corey Paul. Check me out. All socials is Corey Paul Music. I'm streaming everywhere. I want my new single, I Think About, is near and dear to my heart. First, listen to it on the fix. And then after you listen to it on the fix, then you go get it anywhere else you want to get it. I'm excited, man. Let's get it.
Much love, Corey. Keep it locked. You're tuning to The Fix.
And The Fix is in.
Yep, that's that Aha Gazelle with that flesh. And that flesh is something else. Sometimes that flesh will rise up and get you caught up in a whole lot of trouble. Whole lot of trouble. Shouts out to everybody. Thank y'all for waking up with us and tapping into us this morning. Listen, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it on this Tiptoe Tuesday. Listen, shouts out to all our new followers and listeners. If you just now connecting them with us and you just now starting to listen to us, please follow us on all our social media platforms at mm-hmm. The Fix Radio Show. That's DAFIXX Radio Show. Instagram, Tiki Talkie, Threads, Facebook, YouTube. Please follow us on YouTube. Like, comment, subscribe, and click that notification bell. We got tons of videos, exclusive spiritual detoxes over there, interviews that you want to tap into. So shouts out to everybody. All right, Dice, what we got going on in the streets report? I know something going on out in these streets.
Oh, man. You and your friends out here getting face tattoos, folks. Listen.
Hey, pray for that little young lady. I seen this. I said, pray for her. We need to start to pray for
her.
Right,
Christian, you know, the rapper who was, you know, this lady is in love with Blueface, who is currently kind of locked up. She got a picture of his face on her face. And, well, the internet has a lot to say, obviously, because it's a big tat. It's not a small tat. It takes up, you know, a lot of her face. And the crazy part is she's cute.
she's a cute little girl, so, or young lady, like, so I don't know. It's gonna be hard to take that off, I would assume, if you ever get upset enough. But, I don't know. I don't know why people do what they do. I'm cool with it though. I like tattoos, so this, you know, it didn't really hurt me. I'm just like, the girl, she put his face on her face. I don't know. She loves him. I don't know. You felt the type of way though, so.
I'm praying for the young lady, Dice. I already told you off air. Oh, I'm praying for her. I think she got some. I think this is more than just attention, Dice. This, at least to me, I think it's more than attention. I do think this is a stronghold. This young lady needs to move past this guy who don't mean her no good until he clean up and get his act together. I'm just saying, everything I've seen from him has been disrespectful and treating her all out of pocket. So again, I have a daughter, and I wish a Joker would. Talking to my daughter a certain way and fighting with my daughter and just, you know, yeah, all this reckless stuff he done. Listen, we all seen all this stuff, all on TV, all on Instagram. Just, he been dogging her. So, like, yeah, I just don't understand. Mm-hmm. She has been in this toxic relationship.
She likes it.
Obviously, yeah, you ain't lying. And again, I know we agree with this group, but I think it's some mental health issues here. I do. I really wish somebody who really loves her would really reach out to her and try to offer her some decent help, some therapy, definitely some spiritual counseling. I think she needs to as well, and take her there. Stop just leaving her walking around. No, she need to go somewhere and just be off of social media. I told you when she had her, she was on Instagram Live the day she was having the baby. No, that ain't what we doing. No, why are people? No. So I just don't understand.
People need attention, and let's just be honest. If you put somebody,
she's a millionaire, Dice. Nah. She's a millionaire. Well, how much more attention?
You can't pay for security. You can't pay for security, and people are insecure. That's the only reason why you ever do this. You really think this is about to solidify some type of relationship, though? And it's unfortunate that you got to put somebody else's face on your face to get attention now. But it's insecurity. And we brought up the mental health piece offline, of course. I don't know if this has anything to do with it, but I my comment is, if you're not super dedicated to me, I'm not putting your face on my face. I mean, there would have to be a strong bond where we do this. Like, it's just me and you. Ain't nobody else in the world. You ain't got no baby mamas. I mean, I don't know. So, yeah, if it ain't just me and you, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it.
I ain't doing it, period. I ain't putting nobody on my face. No, yeah. I have tattoos, and I have tattoos. I ain't putting nobody on my face. Nobody. Not a nan, nobody.
I don't know. Tattoos are kind
of... Not on my face.
I don't know, you know.
So, well, yeah, like we praying like, for... yeah,
that's,
we praying
your,
for...
If that's your level of love, do it. LJ got my my logo on his arm like I got on my arm. I was like, well, you really ain't going nowhere unless you try and get that off. It's kind of thick, but it's kind of dark.
Yeah.
Yeah, but on your face, I would get a neck tattoo. I've always wanted a neck tattoo, and I want an actual sleeve. But the face is... I'd have to be an indigenous person. I would have to belong to a tribe where that's like a thing, you know, where you do the... face tattoos, you know what I'm saying? It would have to have a meaning. It can't just be your face. It would have to be like, this is representing my ancestors or where I'm from, or, you know, I'm at this level in my, you know, clique. It would have to, I don't know.
I mean, for the ones who want to do it, bless your life. And again, I really wish people would really, you know, encourage her to go get the help she needs. No, because I see a lot of people, you know, all up on her comments and saying things. And
like what? Who has something positive to say? You going to make me go on over here to her Instagram and see what anybody has to say about this face tattoo.
Well, you're going to be surprised when you go over there and you look and you see. The people that comment and stuff. You know, these are people in our space. Let's be very clear. These
there
are people
not
in our
be
space.
Nobody in our space over there doing what? Saying what? For what?
Oh, you guys, you don't believe, do you? You
I'm
just
about
don't
to go
believe.
Up here. If I see anybody I know, you about to get called out underneath these comments. I'm gonna tell you right now.
Well, go on and call him out.
Are you taking Jay's over here? She said, oh, no, this is no bueno. That's Jay.
Yeah, go ahead. Keep reading.
RJ.
There's plenty of
them. She said, it's not good. Woo.
It's all gospel space, Christian hip hop space. There's plenty of them that follow
why
her. Do,
why are we over here? I have some other questions now.
No, no, go ahead and ask them because I got them too. I'm trying to figure it out too as well. I'm trying to figure it out too as well. But, you know.
Well, I don't like the people over here that are saying, you know, what you need is help. Because I'll be real with you. Like I said, she obviously needed attention and wants attention. So when you start putting these comments underneath here, this ain't helping her mental. You know what I'm saying? Like, somebody put demons. Oh, Lord. Man. They say, I'm telling you, he's holding her captive. That's Big RE3XX said that. But everybody's saying, wow, to get that covered up is going to hurt. That's what I was saying. Like, that's a pretty big tattoo.
It's huge. Yeah, it's huge. It's huge. Well, we definitely praying for Krishan.
We're praying for her.
It's a lot, and I really hope whatchamacallit get himself together too as well. Ooh. I know he's Blueface. Seriously, I hope he get himself together because I ain't really for it. I just don't like woman beaters and jokers who, you know what I'm saying, narcissists and manipulate women. I just ain't into it, and our black men that do that need to get the help they need to as well.
Well, y'all need
accountability on both sides.
Y'all need to work on your kids.
Yeah, so. I ain't letting him off the hook either.
Parents,
he couldn't be my little cousin because, yeah, I come from an era where we pull up on our little cousin. We don't care what kind of gang you think you in. Oh, really? Yeah, we got plenty of people to pull up on you. Family members. You got to see us every Christmas, Thanksgiving. And we ain't letting off the gas, so, yeah. Ain't no, so I'm praying for everybody to just get their life together. Get your life together, y'all. Just get your life together.
Well, he gets out in July, Blueface, and he is locked up currently. He pled guilty on October the 23rd, 2023, to charges related in a shooting outside a Las Vegas strip club. So I'm assuming she prepared in advance to get this face. I know. To me, yeah. You know what would be the weirdest thing is me kissing my face.
You something else. You something else. Lord help me.
I would get out and be like, you know what? I don't want to be kissing myself every day. It's weird.
It's very weird. Looking right at it too. It's like, that is weird. Coming up, we got our Real Talk conversation. We're going to talk about it today. We're going to talk about, podcasting versus radio. Everything broadcasting, everything journalism. Listen, media, listen, you want to be in this conversation. This is going to be a great convo. We got to go to a break. We'll be right back with more. Keep it locked. You're tuned into The Fix.
And The Fix is in.
And we back. DJ Focus, Dice Gamble. You tap back into The Fix. It's time to get real in these streets, Dice. And I got one for him today. I want to clear my throat, I feel like. Let me clear my throat. I just wanted to talk a little bit today on this Real Talk conversation. A little bit about, you know, the difference between podcaster and podcasting compared to, you know, being a radio show or podcasting, podcasters being journalists. And because I think I've seen a lot of this going around, not only on social media, but there's been a lot of conversations on the net, too, as well. What's the difference between if you have a podcast compared to if you have a radio show, and are podcasters really considered journalists? Do they do thorough research for their interviews, and if they're even interviewing people at all? Because that's another thing with when you talk about podcasting, some podcasters don't interview people. They just come on, they have their podcast, they talk about whatever topic they want to talk about, and that's the podcast. Compared to, I would say, you know, radio shows, you know, yes, absolutely. Interview people. We, of course, have topics, segments, but it's a little bit more that goes into it, I would argue, compared to just having a podcast. So, yeah, off the top, Dice, you know, what's your thoughts when you see, you know, the headlines, you know, is podcasting the same as radio, or, you know, are podcasters, journalists? What's your thoughts on it?
I don't even know why you want me to get into this and go on my tangent.
I love when Dice take these deep signs. When she do that, I know it's going to be good. It's going to be good.
It's so much. It's like, you know, I think I probably check somebody at least twice a week concerning
Oh, say who? Who are these people, Harpo?
Yeah, you just anybody. Oh, I heard you got a podcast. I'm like, so I have three podcasts, and then I'm on the radio 7 days a week. So let me help you out with that. Syndicated let me help you out with that.
Make sure you put that syndicated in front of that dice. No, tell me like, syndicated.
What are you talking about? But one of the things, my favorite thing I love, like, you know, I've gone to do some mission work and in other countries that don't have as much as we have in America, you can always find a radio.
Yes.
You can't always find a computer. I've gone places as recently as like 2012 and they didn't have a CD player. There wasn't any computer. There was no way to get Wi-Fi. You know, things like that. They could not afford to have any type of device where they could, you know, download or stream music, but they had a radio. You know what I mean? So for all the old vehicles that are created, all of the old vehicles, they have a radio. So yeah, radio is very, very different than a podcast. Now, let's put some respect on podcasting. Podcasting has grown. It's getting millions and millions of more listeners each year. It grew by like 42% since last year, which is insane. But that's because, one, people can tune into the on-demand media, which is podcasting, yep, and listen to whatever they want to when they want to. And one of the tricks, and we have this as well, will be here on the radio and then it'll go to a podcast. And so it's like podcasters will never be able to catch up with radio because radio is going to be here forever. It's right now. It's right now. Like if we had to, you know, put out anything happening right now, we could just jump on and do that. So there's a huge difference, and I would never call it journalism. It will always be on-demand media because when you're on the radio, we have to be very careful. We can't say facts. Certain things. We can't offend certain people. We have to have the facts. You know, you might get sued differently. When you have a podcast, you can say whatever you want to say. It could be fake news and you can have a podcast. So yeah, no, when you're on the radio, trust me, you could take a whole station down by presenting, you know, information that is incorrect or, you know, causing some type of uprising. So the level of accountability is higher. You know, our responsibility is greater as hosts on the show. And it's just very, very different. Everything that goes into editing it, like you could have a podcast and just, you know, do that on your phone every day. And now you have a podcast. And it's like, you know, there's a different level of quality that exists with radio. So it's okay for people to call themselves journalists. They may actually be documenting things that are going on, but it ain't radio. Podcasting is not radio. So we really need to let that go and keep respect on the radio, because radio reaches more people. And studies show people will believe anything on the radio, well, you know, way before they believe somebody just, you know, in their basement just chatting, and, you know, because the information can't be verified like that. But you can't get sued as a podcaster. Don't play. Tasha K, Cardi B.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So you can jump over there on that podcast and think ain't nobody listening if you want to. Mess around and get sued for everything you got. Because, yeah, don't play me like that.
You know, you brought up Tasha K. Why you bring up Tasha K? Shouts out to you, Tasha K, if you listen to us. We would love to interview. I would love to interview you with you, Tasha K. I always wonder why she keeps so much mess up. Tasha K, sometimes you're messy, and I'm going to just say that. And I know that's probably your platform. That's what you do it for the clicks. But I don't know. I just feel like at some point, you know, some of that stuff is a little bit too much. And that's just my opinion. You know, you probably don't care. So just in case you're listening, come on. I got a lot of questions I want to ask Tasha K. Shouts out to Tasha K.
Kevin Hart sued her too.
Oh, Kevin Hart too?
Yeah.
Yeah, she talked about everybody and their mama and their little cousin.
Yeah.
And she found their high school boyfriend too as well. She done went all the way back and found their high school boyfriends or something. I say, well, you just messy. You just reaching, huh?
Yeah. I mean, you have to. You really, really have to for your name's sake. You know what I'm saying? It's just like defamation of character. So, yeah, you can't be out here defaming my name. And then people just be believing anything nowadays. So, yeah.
Well, that's why, because you brought Tasha K up, I think of a lot of podcasters, not all, But to me, they more of like content creators. I'm just being honest. Because you create content for shock value. Majority of the podcasters, you do stuff for shock value. You definitely only put out all the negative stuff on people. Mm-hmm. You'll never, I see not that many podcasts that are like, you know, not just faith or some type of spiritual or Christian podcast. All the other ones, it's always drama related. It's only like, you only report the stuff and talk about the stuff to get the clicks. To get the big audience to go viral, you know, but I would think, you know, and I know we don't do that. Actually, we're a radio show. Mm-hmm. We talk about both sides, the good and the bad. We want to uplift people, but we also absolutely, if we have questions about some things that may be, you know, a little questionable, we want to bring them on the platform, ask them the questions and see if we can kind of have a medium in between and understand each other from both angles, not just, you know, look to, like you say, dog people's names. So. That's a difference. I'm glad you brought up that that was very well said. You said On Media. You said you don't want to be called a journalist. You said it's called what now? On Media. What
on,
now?
It's On Demand Media. That's on what demand it is. Media. On wow. Yeah, because people can click on it when they want to. You know, that's not true with radio. You know what I mean? Like, you got to, you know, catch us, you know, when we're on the radio. And then if you missed us on the radio, you'll have to go find it on a podcast or on a YouTube upload later on. But yeah, so it's, and then here's the deal. We can access the whole world via radio. Like if there was an emergency, you know what I mean?
Yes.
If the world needed to get some information like right now and everybody needed to make a move, then radio is going to run that, you know, not podcasting, not podcasters. People might be at work, you know, they might be at school, they might be at the gym and not even buy their, you know, set up an equipment and then they got to upload. And it's a whole process where, radio is fire. And listen, that's how you're going to get your name out there anyway. You got to get on that radio. That's what every podcaster does. It's like, okay, I need to get on the station so people know that I do this over here. So yeah. Yeah, the power is ridiculous.
Yeah, the power is ridiculous. Listen, we're going to a break. We're coming right back. We're talking about today. Come on out. Radio versus podcasting. Keep it locked. You're tuning to The Fix.
And The Fix is in.
And we're back. DJ Focus, Dice Gamble, in the middle of this real talk conversation. We're talking about it today. Just having a little fun talking about the difference between, you know, podcasting and, you know, radio DJs and radio shows and everything that goes into it, and you know, content creating versus, you know, being an on-air personality. Shouts out to all these great broadcasting words we can use and terms we can use. Dice, Dice, you put a new one on me today. I wasn't familiar with the one you used too as well today. I know it.
Which one?
On-demand media. That's my first time hearing that. On-demand media. That's the first time I'm hearing that. Shouts out to you for that. So we got to talk about the money difference, because I know that's a big thing. I know people think, podcasters are making the same thing as what radio shows and radio stations are making. And it just depends. So I've seen it both ways. To your point, we know podcasting. You brought up a good point, Dice. Podcasting like took off after the pandemic. The world shut down. Everybody's podcasting. All of a sudden, everybody want to have a show all of a sudden. Because the world shut down. So, of course, we saw a lot of podcasters make streams of income, depending on, you know, how good your show was, you know, how big your audience were. They started getting, you know what I'm saying, people reach out and say, hey, you know, you want to be a, you know, Vitamin Water or whoever. I'm just using random names now, like partner with them for different segments or different parts of their shows. But I don't know, Dice. I think it ain't the same as what radio stations are getting when you talk about money and the advertisers compared to, you know, a lot of the podcasters are getting sponsorship dollars too as well, which ain't nothing wrong with that. Shouts out to us. We in a unique situation, Dice, because we get it all. So while y'all limited, bless y'all like podcasters, we can get it all.
And here's the deal. Like I said, you can make money hustling with your podcast. It might take you a while to build it up, you know, but it is a lot easier when it comes to being on the radio with your advertisement and your sponsors. They're bigger sponsors, bigger advertisers, people who will pay good money. You know, your Googles, Microsoft, BMW, you know, like your big, big names. Just your content, like the ability to get people to come on and talk about what they have going on. Like when you are on a radio platform, is very, very different than them coming to your house and just hanging out with you. I mean, just it's just a host of different things. The products that you can promote, or even just us getting sponsorships, you know what I mean? Like from these different products, or people who are trying to pitch their product, they'll pay you a lot more. I mean, SiriusXM last year in September, they had already made $8 billion. So it's very different in the radio world than in the podcasting world. And you do have some people who are making money with their podcast now because they were on the radio. So you want to talk about what's the man named Rogan? Like, he's one of the highest Joe Rogan Experience. So yeah, because he has radio and podcasts, he's able to make that, I don't know, $300 million a year as a podcaster. But how many Joe Rogans do we have in the world? You know, not a lot, but, it's just different, man. It's different. There's a different level of accountability, and there's a different level of the product that comes out of, you know, radio, and it always will be like that. So I just like the fact it's a more trusted form of journalism, you know, because of accountability and, repercussions that could happen if we put out false information. Like, that could really, really come down on the whole team. So yeah, it's different. And be careful of, you know, y'all out there listening to podcasts, double check and make sure these people know what they're talking about too. Because somebody could just be giving you false information every single day, and you could just be buying into
that. For the clicks.
You could just
absolutely
be buying into that. So nah. Mm-mm.
And shouts out to all the awards people. Shouts out to everybody who has awards. I love you, but I just agree to disagree with some of y'all putting everybody in the same category, podcaster or radio show of the year. Listen, I love you, but sometimes podcasts might only put out 2 episodes in a month. So how do you scale somebody who only puts out 2 episodes a month? We'll say 4. If they do an episode every week, they put out 4 episodes a month. And then you have us to come along. We put out 6 a week, 6 times 4, that's 24. So how do you lump somebody in the same category who puts out 24 shows a month compared to somebody who puts out 4 shows a month in a competition as far as saying who has the best content for the year? They're not even putting out the same amount of work. Listen, I don't have to be a mathematician. I ain't got to have a CPA, but I just know the percentages of 4 and 24 are very much reached out. So to me, I really would like for people to consider when you have these awards ceremonies, podcasting should be its own award. Radio shows should be their own awards. That's just my personal opinion. That's no shade to nobody. But again, I just don't see the same work. And I got this from actually Charlamagne. Charlamagne on the Breakfast Club talked about this when they were up for Radio Show of the Year / Podcast of the Year. And if I'm not mistaken, Carisha from Revolt shouts out to, you know, everybody over there. But just in general, she won it. But yeah, she only puts out 1 episode a week, guys. So she does 1 episode a week. So that's 4 episodes a month. And last time I checked, I can count pretty good, but it's 12 months in a year.
We only had to do 1 episode a week.
No, they wouldn't. No,
so that's 288 shows a year if we're doing 24 shows a month. And I will just say, not only is that a show, put some respect on our name. It could be an artist, an entertainer, a football player, basketball player, an athlete, somebody who wrote a book. And on top of that, you're getting music, you're getting content, you're getting Bible-based scripture. It just don't stop. So it's like, yeah, I agree with you, Focus. I do want people to put some respect on our name. And I'll say it again. I want people to put respect on our name and think about what you're thinking about. And I'm all for the competition. I don't think you should feel any type of way. We're putting in the work. I would like some more trophies back here. I'll be real with you. I want trophies. I want accolades. It takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of energy. It takes a lot of research. It takes you not sleeping sometimes. It takes you, you know, flying through traffic sometimes. It takes you, you know, canceling appointments and rearranging things. Like, if I got a podcast, I'm just sitting at home. There's no pressure. I can do it when I want. We are on a schedule. You know what I'm saying? Like, and not just a schedule. I mean, you got to pay people. You got people to get back with you. Sometimes people to don't get back with you. Like, there's a different level here just from the advertisement that we do. And we do it all for our community. We do it all for God. But I personally love my recognition. I like to be recognized for my hard work. And so, yeah, it kind of sucks when people put you in that category of a radio versus podcast. It's like, okay. Okay, come on now. Come on now. Come on now. It's not the same. It's not the same. So we are definitely I mean, focus, you went to school for journalism. So it's like, sometimes you got to be like, come on now. Facts. What are we doing? Like,
and I don't even brag on that too much, but facts.
Come on now. Come on.
Yes, I do have a broadcasting degree. Let's be very clear.
Come on now. Yeah.
It's a little bit different. It's a little different.
It's a lot of different. There's no time constraint sometimes with the podcast. We are always on a time constraint. You know, you can, you know, pretty much do and say what you want to say on a podcast. We definitely have to stay in the guidelines. You know what I mean? It is what it is, but we have dedicated listeners, and I love y'all, and I thank God for y'all, and I hope our audience continues to grow. And you know, I don't know, man, it's just very different, man. But yeah, think about what y'all think about when y'all picking people up for these award shows, because it's offensive when you try to be like, yeah, you're like the podcast that just started 3 months ago, you guys are in the same category. Don't do that.
Yeah. Listen, that's it for the real talk today. We got to go to a break. Don't touch that dial. We're coming right back for more. Keep it locked. You're tuning to The Fix.
And The Fix is in.
And we back. DJ Focus, Dice Gamble. You tap back into The Fix, your source of faith infused hip-hop, R&B, and poetry. Thank y'all for waking up with us. Another blessed day. Tiptoe Tuesday. That's the second day of the week. We know sometimes it's rough, but come on. Let's continue to have a good week. I know I can't stand Mondays, so I was glad when I woke up this morning it was Tuesday, Dice. I like Tuesdays. I don't like Mondays. Shouts out to No Mondays. Mondays are not fun days. Who we got celebrating birthdays today, Dice?
Well, listen, Christian Bale, for those of you who know this movie actor, he turns 49 years old on today, along with Kid Cudi. Okay, Kid Cudi turns 39. This man is a musician and a DJ and an artist. So happy birthday to you, sir. Tyla, she's a TikTok star. She turns 21 years old today. And Phil Collins, for those of you who know the 72-year-old music. He's a Grammy Award-winning musician who gained fame in the progressive rock band called Genesis. He sold over hundreds and hundreds of millions of albums, and he began playing at age 5, playing the drums and all types of other instruments. He's been on Billboard forever for so many, many, many different things, and his music is fire. Okay? His music is absolutely fire. So happy birthday to all the birthdays on January the 30th. You are the best. Enjoy your day, and praying you get to see many, many more. For real. It's real.
And shouts out to back in 96, a princess was born today. And shouts out to you celebrating your birthday today, my baby girl.
I wonder who it could be.
My baby girl turns 28 today. Shouts out to you, baby girl. I ain't saying her name because I don't need none of your knuckleheads in her DMs.
Leave her alone.
But shouts out to anyway. My baby.
Ain't nobody out there. She good.
Well, yeah, I get it, but they still that don't stop them from trying to shoot their shot. Yeah. So I don't need a thousand different dudes trying to shoot their shot. Hey, focus, daughter. Leave my baby girl alone. But love you, baby. Enjoy your day. Listen, be responsible, and make sure you tiptoe. And she had a nerdy hit me the other day. She said, "Dad, I need you to cook me something for my birthday. That's what I want."
Well, how about that?
I say, "Wow." That's what I said. I said, "Wow." Yeah. Woo.
I was like, wow.
She's like, yeah, I need you to make me some. I'll be over there.
I love that.
Shouts out to my baby girl. Love you. Enjoy your birthday. She turns 28.
Happy
today.
Birthday. Okay.
Yeah, shouts out to her. Yeah. She blessed. Shouts out to her.
And for those of y'all who scared of Focus, don't be scared. If y'all like her, just
yes, you do. No. Dice. No, Dice. Don't listen to Dice. Please don't listen to Dice. No. Dice ain't gonna save you either. She gonna sit there and laugh. Yeah, I promise you.
Stop by the house. Don't call and stop by the house. I encourage you.
Okay. Yeah. Both of us certified. So please know it's not just me that's certified over here. There's two certified people over here. Concealed weapons. Yes. We went through the classes, courses, and ranges.
That's right.
Oh my goodness. Please leave her alone. But enjoy your birthday. Everybody's following a birthday today. Please enjoy your birthday. But again, happy birthday to my daughter. Love you a lot, baby.
Awesome.
Enjoy your day. All right, coming up. We got some more stuff coming up, man. Just keep it locked. We're going back to a music break. Right now, turn your radios all the way up. Lecrae, Tasha Cobbs, Leonard.
What'd you say? Phil Collins. Can't play Phil Collins on his birthday.
We're not playing Phil. No, we're not playing Phil Collins.
Go ahead. Okay, fine.
Do Phil Collins even have a faith-based song? That's something to look up.
So early in the morning for this.
I'm just saying, you want to play Phil Collins. That's not we're not a top 40 station, Dice. That's top 40. You know. No, it is. It's not shade. I'm just being honest.
Oh, goodness.
We play faith-based music over here. Is it faith-infused? If you got a faith-infused Phil Collins song, we're going to play it tomorrow. I promise you. We're going to play it tomorrow. So, yeah, look, go on and dig in them crates and then find me a faith-infused Phil Collins song. Y'all heard it here first. We're playing Phil Collins. If Dice find a faith-infused song tomorrow, shouts out to you. All the Phil Collins heads. And listen, you got to be a vet. Don't nobody young know what we're talking about right now. This is real music. This is hit-making music, but, you know, it's a different genre of music. So just go Google Phil Collins and, see what it bless your soul. Keep it locked. You tuned into The Fix.
And The Fix is in.
Yes, sir. Shouts out to, listen, Brian T been making some good music for a long time and doing some powerful ministry. If you're not familiar with his ministry, Kingdom Music, they've been doing a lot of powerful things out there, man. And everywhere, California, and they go worldwide now. They don't just stay California, Bay Area. They travel, they tour, and they do real street ministry. So shouts out to you, Brian T, man, your whole entire team. We got to get more of your music in rotation. I like Brian T a lot. That's it for us for the day, Dice. I think that podcasting versus radio show convo was. I pray some people were educated a little bit on some of our thoughts and opinions. I think people need to look at it full scope. I thought you brought up some key points too as well when you talk about everything that goes into radio, prep work, the show work, and running through it in real time compared to podcasting. Majority of the podcasts, they do whenever they want to do it. If they want to do it, they do it. If they don't, they ain't gotta do it. They ain't got no schedule.
I get it. They want to be put on the same level of people who are on radio. You know, they in their mind, they're like, "Well, I do the same thing you do," and it's levels to this. I would not have been able to say that 3 years ago. I would have had the same exact mindset, but it's absolutely, I say 85% different than you having a podcast, and the responsibility level is super high. And shout out to all of our, you know, people we partner with who they look out for us and they're listening too to make sure we're on point, saying the things that are true, you know, making sure we're, you know, showing up when we need to show up, you know, curating our music, you know, and like entertaining our audience. Like there's a different pressure than if I'm at home in my living room, just running my mouth on something I want to talk about that day because I feel like it. So yeah, it's a little bit different. And shout out to all of you who have some great podcasts, because I definitely have a podcast app and I do listen to podcasts. And it's great information. And like I said, on-demand media when you're like traveling or you're trying to, you know, focus on a particular thing or getting self-help in an area, you know, it's fun and even entertaining. And it's crazy, folks, because the number one podcasts are like scary podcasts, which is weird to me. But anyway, we're over here just saying journalism at its highest is, I think, what we strive for every day.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And definitely shouts out to everybody, though, just doing anything in broadcasting. Shouts out to y'all. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Audiences can be built any type of way. But, I often imagine like an old punch bug in a junkyard with the radio on. And it's just like some like old man with a beat up hat, you know, just out there with wrinkled skin, with a old cigar hanging out his mouth with the radio on, listening to The Fix. In California.
That'd be amazing. Shouts out to you. If you out there, man, listen, DM us. We want to hear from you because that sounds amazing.
Because we out here. I love radio, though. This has definitely been the highlight of my life, like being on radio, doing what we do, because it's too much fun. But, and we podcasting, too.
Yeah. Corey Paul. Shouts out to our brother.
Right.
Came through dropping all them gems. He working on new music. I'm excited for everything he got going on. Just been making some bangers. Shouts out to he made that song with him and Dre Murray. That's a banger, man. He got so many cuts out right now, man.
He didn't even have to put Dre Murray on anything. He was just having fun. It must be nice to have friends like Dre Murray that can just jump on your songs. That's all I'm... A little bit of hate coming from you right now.
Country rap tunes. They call them country rap tunes down there. Shout out to everybody who's making them country rap tunes, because, them things still hit. Shouts out. Go follow our brother on all his social media platforms. Get ready for that new project he's getting ready to drop too as well. So we know it's going to be fire.
This is what I wanted to say about Corey Paul. Shout out to him for the books thing. Like, if you go to his Instagram and click on his link where it has his music, he also put a list of books that he likes to read or is reading. And I really like that as an artist, just kind of knowing where a person is in life. So, yeah. Definitely want to shout him out to that. Kobe Bryant, The Mamba Mentality, How I Play. Simon Sinek, Start With Why. How Great Leaders Inspire Everyone. The Richest Man in Babylon. You know, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, Black Wall Street. Like, yeah, he's definitely on that intellect. But I love the music. The music is fire. He's dropping something new soon. Yeah.
Yeah. He's been dropping singles, so you already know he's getting ready to drop. So, yeah, we just waiting on it. Yeah. All right, y'all, we got to get out of here. We'll be back tomorrow, Winning Wednesday. Tap in with us. We're going to get two super, super, super heavy rhyme spitters. When I say super heavy rhyme spitters, from New York and Jersey, I believe, going to connect and be in the building tomorrow. Shouts out to YP, and the commissioner will be joining us tomorrow. So y'all going to want to tap in tomorrow for that, because that's going to be off the hook. And you already know Dice got to. Got something to do. We let y'all off today. We Dice gonna take you to church.
They had an off day.
They had an off day.
They didn't talk about
Dice. Dice taking y'all to church tomorrow. Get ready.
No. These are educational experiences. We're growing together. It's fun.
Yeah. It's gonna be fun tomorrow too. As always. Remember to stay focused on turning your negative into a positive. Jesus Christ is always the answer. Kingdom advancement should always be the goal. The fix is in, and we out.
Peace, y'all.